The issue of prohibiting employees of some companies from later going to work for competitors has returned to Beacon Hill. House Speaker Robert DeLeo says he expects lawmakers to take up a proposal this session to put limits on so-called non-compete agreements. WBUR's Aninjor Emwemeka reports.
The issue of non-compete agreements is contentious. These agreements can bar an employee from working for a competitor for up to several years. Some companies say they need them to protect their intellectual property. Basically, they don't want former employees taking their ideas and trade secrets to their competitors. Other companies, typically smaller startups, say non-competes drive out young, talented, and highly skilled workers to other states that don't have them. Speaker DeLeo wants to find a compromise between those two positions, so his proposal would limit non-compete agreements to 1 year.
Our goal will be to protect businesses here and improve Massachusetts' reputation as the premier incubator for talent.
DeLeo's proposal would also require businesses to tell potential employees about non-compete agreements before they're hired. The speaker also says he supports eliminating non-compete agreements for low-wage workers. Jeff Busgang is a general partner at venture capital firm Flybridge. He says he'd prefer more restrictions on non-compete agreements, but calls DeLeo's proposal a good step.
It's really positive. I think the speaker articulated what many of us in the innovation economy have been saying for a number of years, which is that non-competes are restricting the free flow of talent and the flow of ideas and innovation.
Even longtime supporters of non-compete agreements say they're willing to take a look at DeLeo's plan. Chris Guerin is an executive vice president at the Associated Industries of Massachusetts, a group of more than 4,000 employers. His organization has fought past efforts to limit non-compete agreements.
We do believe that Speaker DeLeo's proposal has some merit and appears to frame a reasonable compromise on the use of non-compete agreements.
People on both sides of the issue say they want to see what specifics the House comes up with in their legislation. Again, Chris Guerin.
As always, the devil is in the details, so we'll see what the details look like.
The issue of non-compete reform has come up before in the legislature. 2 years ago, the Senate passed a measure to limit non-compete agreements to 6 months, but the House took no action. Michael Rosen is a Boston attorney who often represents employers and employees on both sides of the non-compete issue. He calls DeLeo's proposal modest and says that it will be more appealing to those that support non-compete agreements.
It's going to be harder for employers who are in favor of continued enforcement of non-competes to be obstacles to a one-year limit.
Rosen says more companies have come to the table on this issue, so reform may have a better chance of passing this time around. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.